After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to kill him." And Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and fled to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. How terrible it must be to have to flee from your homeland because somebody wants you dead. This is an experience far too familiar to many people nowadays, people who flee their country for fear of their lives. For example, we have the war-torn Middle East and other parts of the world. We even see this at our own borders. The story of the flight of the Holy Family into Egypt should be one that we know well, one that hopefully helps us, all of us, to identify with the plight of refugees. The path that was taken by this little household, driven as they were by angels, led by a man who listens to his dreams, is no purposeless wandering. It serves the intention of God's mercy. It offers new and lasting freedom to all the peoples of the earth. If you heard the collect this morning for the second Sunday of Christmas, it praises God who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature. Every time we renew our baptismal covenant, we pledge to strive for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being. However, the reality of the world's frequent failure to respect the dignity of every human being, much less to praise God for restoring human dignity, this is a chief concern for us as Christians. Anything we do, whether it is contributing to the feeding and clothing of the homeless, or advocating for humane care and dignity of refugees, anything we do is a direct response by us to Jesus and our covenant with him in our baptism. Our church, the Episcopal Church, maintains a refugee resettlement office in New York City. This ministry has a long history of helping refugees who are fleeing violence and persecution. Our church is committed to the justice of caring for those forced to flee their homelands. And we do this ecumenically with other people of faith. As caring communities get together, we address the worldwide needs for safe havens for those whose only wrong is their location when political decisions force them to find a new home. A classic example of this kind of ecumenism was in an article that I read a while back, which took place in February of 1975. It told of a small group of people from varying Christian faiths from a small farming community just outside of Des Moines, Iowa. On this particular day in February, they stood by anxiously waiting for at the airport gate for this chartered plane to roll to a stop. The door opened and out stepped a family of refugees who were fleeing communism in Southeast Asia. This family had been in a resettlement camp for some time. The parents were so weary. Their three children had signs of vitamin deficiency. But they were greeted quietly and taken to their new home, a basement apartment with a refrigerator stocked full of fresh food, pantry shelves bulged with canned goods, closets with clothing. In a few weeks, the father was employed in a local company. Within a year, he had applied and negotiated for a FHA loan and bought a house. The children were enrolled in school, learning English, and doing very well. This event happened because a group of people working together ecumenically decided they needed to do something for refugees. If it happened in a rural community on the Great Plains, it can happen here where we live. One mark of a church's vitality, regardless of its size, is how it responds to the needs of the community and the world. We here at Emmanuel are trying. We have this Welcome America program providing shelter and support for refugees. We are children of God by virtue of our baptisms, a baptism that confers on us a claim to that gift. But it also mandates us to show compassion to the stranger in our midst, reminding us of our own origins. To paraphrase a line from scripture, my grandfather was a wandering Lithuanian, and he went down into America and lived there as an alien, few in number, and then, here I am, all the better for it. And unless your bloodline goes back to the indigenous people of this land, you were all wanderers too.